Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So as we've kind of talked about before, the month of September holds the last month of Perry Farmers Markets, at least for this season, and there'll be plenty of activities jam-packed for people to come down to 2nd Street and have a good time throughout the month of September. And next week, actually, at the Perry Farmers Market is going to be a produce giveaway. So can you just talk to us a little bit about that one, as well as the one that's going to come after that, that people can look forward to through in September?
That's right. So the Downtown Farmers Market on 2nd Street on Thursdays, 4 to 7 p.m. We have the produce giveaway, the Healthy Steps produce giveaway, hosted by the Perry Public Library on the 2nd and 4th Thursday of the month. So this month, that is September 8th, there will be free apples while supplies last, thanks to Deals Orchard in Jefferson and grant funding to purchase that from the vendors to be able to give them away. And then on Thursday, September 22nd, Wilson Farm Produce is putting together some make your own salsa baskets. So those will include some tomatoes and onions and peppers and garlic as well. So they'll be kind of bundled up, ready to go so that you can make your own salsa or just eat it as is. But so really excited about the Healthy Steps program. So again, free apples next Thursday, and then in a couple weeks we'll have those salsa baskets. So this has been a really nice program that's brought people down to the market, helped with those, that encouragement to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into our diets, just taking those healthy steps for a healthier you, as they like to say at the library, and a great opportunity to showcase those vendors as well. So supplies are limited. There's 250 units of produce, whatever that might be. It might be a bundle of six apples. It might be, you know, one watermelon, as an example of what we've seen this season. But we have 250 available, and usually they're all gone by 6 o'clock. So just be aware of that.
And coming up next week as well, something we want to continue to mention for people so they can get it on their radar will be the September Chamber Coffee that will also be mixed in with a ribbon cutting at the same time, which is something I know the Chamber likes to do, being able to schedule those at the same time. So can you just talk to us a little bit about this month's Chamber Coffee as well as the ribbon cutting that'll go along with it?
That's right. So we've got the September monthly Chamber Coffee. So that's September 9th, next Friday at 8 a.m. Our host is the Quality Marble and Tile. And like you said, we will have the ribbon cutting as well. So not every Chamber Coffee has a ribbon cutting, but when it makes sense to do that, it is helpful, since we already have a nice group of people there. We can do kind of the double duty there as well. So it'll be one part ribbon cutting and one part Chamber Coffee, that opportunity for networking and updates from whoever is available to attend. And then also celebrating that ribbon cutting, introducing them as a new member, new business in Perry. And so excited to do that at Quality Marble and Tile next Friday at 8 a.m.
And then coming up a little bit later this month, there will be an after hours event at an organization right here in Perry that people can, you know, come out and enjoy that event. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what that's going to hold this month?
Yeah, so if the early morning on a Friday doesn't quite suit you, the very next week, we have an after hours scheduled at the Elks Lodge. So Tuesday, September 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. This is a quarterly activity instead of the monthly Chamber Coffee, something that is new this year to have these after hours. So a little bit more casual in the evening after work, come and go, of course, and then an option for the host to kind of showcase what they've got going on, provide some refreshments, and have a networking opportunity. So that'll be Tuesday, September 13th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Perry Elks Lodge for the after hours, just a couple days after the Chamber Coffee.
Now, September just kind of seems to be the month of ribbon cuttings here in Perry, which is always a good thing. But there will also be a day coming up soon that will hold multiple ribbon cuttings here for organizations and businesses in the community. So can you just talk to us a little bit about those that are going to be coming up soon?
Yes. So Monday, September 19th, we will actually have two ribbon cuttings, and the very next day, another ribbon cutting as well. So back-to-back ribbon cuttings, all to celebrate businesses and organizations in town. So on Monday, the 19th of September at 11 a.m., we will host a ribbon cutting for Progressive Foundry. So obviously not a new business, but a really big deal to have a three-year, three-part expansion that has now taken a portion of 2nd Street, multiple buildings, new offices, all of that stuff. So a ribbon cutting at 11, followed by a community open house that will go until 2. People can sign up to take tours and all of that fun stuff. So a business that people normally don't get to see behind the scenes, they will for that day during their community day at Progressive Foundry. So we will start things off, like I said, with a ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. That's Monday, September 19th. So we hope that we have a really great turnout for that. And then later in the afternoon at 2 p.m., we will be heading over to Dallas County Hospital to help with the ribbon cutting there for Purdue Global. So two in one, both celebrating those expansions of those businesses and their offerings and everything to kind of showcase that to the community. Again, things that you don't get to see normally, so a chance to do that. And then the very next day on Tuesday, September 20th at 4 p.m., there will be a ribbon cutting at the middle school with the showcasing their recent renovations, and they'll have an open house until 6 o'clock. So none of them are new businesses, but it's all great to be able to showcase the expansion, the renovations, everything that they're doing for our community. So hope that we have a great turnout for all three of those.
And you know, from the Perry Chamber side, of course, you help out with expansions as well as new businesses and celebrating them and getting people networking and knowing how they are. You know, how cool is it to see from the Chamber side expansions like this, where we're talking about Progressive Foundry, we're talking about the Dallas County Hospital, which are big mainstays in the community. You know, how fun is it to see those expanding?
Oh yes, definitely fun to be able to celebrate those with ribbon cuttings. A big thank you to those businesses and organizations for continuing to invest in the community. It's a great way for the community to then come say thank you for being here. And so it's really is a win-win for everyone involved to be able to showcase the great things that are going on in our community, whether they're brand new or newly expanded or whatever the case may be, to kind of celebrate some of these milestones that sometimes could get overlooked, or, you know, we get so busy with so many things. So taking the time to really celebrate and make it official, I think is really important for the business, for the Chamber community, and then the community at large. So just like I said, hope we have a great turnout. And otherwise, it's just a nice way to bring some light into some of those great things happening.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention?
Really just a quick save the date on September 27th. We'll be hosting a new member orientation. So I think we've talked about this before, but a chance for new members or new representatives of member businesses to get a chance to kind of make sure that they're doing all the great things to maximize their membership, to make sure that they're updating their directories, they're adding events and posting jobs and just all of the ins and outs of all of the many things that we throw at people as an opportunity for them to get the word out. So on the 27th of September, we'll do an 8 a.m. and a noon session for that orientation. That'll just be a little ways away with all of the other things going on, but hope people can save the date.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.